I'm here with Darcy Norman from the University of Calgary, and I'll be talking to him about blogging and his blogging experiences. Thank you very much for talking with me. What I'll do is just start off with just a basic question. Why do you blog, and how did you get started?
Sure. I started a long time ago. My longest surviving post is from, I think, May 2002, but I started sometime in 2001. And I started basically for a couple of reasons. First was to sort of play around with writing code, and I wound up not writing my own code and using other tools. But the actual blogging was about, I called it outboard brain. I forget where I heard that phrase off the top of my head, but it's not my term. But the idea is just to document what you're doing, because I've got a really bad memory. And so, forgetting the kinds of things that you're doing. And it was a way to document and make it searchable. I've always used sort of paper notebooks, but it's hard to scan through and search those. And so the idea of having a notebook that you could search and scan and index was really attractive to me. And then sort of after that, there's sort of the network effects. Because you're writing it on the open web, people find it. And as a result, I've made some amazing connections. Some of my best friends now I've actually met originally through the blogs. So I had a few reasons, sort of playing with the technology, documenting, and down the road, sort of the network effects.
Great. I'm just wondering also, too, about the role of reflection. Aside from the professional blogging, do you also do personal blogging, private blogging, that sort of thing?
Well, most of my blogging, I would say, is personal. So I've got I started actually initially on my own personal computer, and then I moved it onto a campus server. For the long time, and then I realized, well, this isn't really a personal thing, so I moved it off onto my own again. But it's really not, like, I'm not blogging at a university address, I'm not blogging just my job, it rambles. Often I'm just talking about photography or, Battlestar Galactica or stuff, so it's not necessarily a professional blog. Reflection is turned into a pretty important thing. So after, like, say I gave a conference presentation, I'll do, like, a debrief post about that, so what worked, what didn't work. And I've got several examples on my blog about that. I see the reflection as my reflections more than comments from other people. And actually just recently I turned off comments on my blog, so I still see it as a reflective piece, but not reflections by others. So I use the blog posts to document, to sort of critique things that I'm doing, and to come back and reflect on it there.
And generally, where do you see the blog going from here?
Not a clue. Well, we were just in the unconference session, and you were showing posters. I mean, that, I think, is a really great example. Blogging, when it started, was a very geeky thing. You needed the propeller hat, and you needed to know the angly brackets. And now anybody, literally, can do this. Whether or not they want to or they need to is another issue. But the fact that there is no technical requirement now, I think, is really amazing. So we're getting people doing it that hadn't done it before. It's also a lot more mobile, so you're doing it from your smartphones, you're doing it from any device, as opposed to you sit down at the computer and you write HTML, it gets published. So lower technical requirements and greater mobility, I think, are big things. Kids are doing it. That's fantastic. I mean, I mentioned my 7-year-old has a posterist site, and just seeing the stuff that he does that I never taught him to do, I mean, that's kind of exciting stuff.
And the other thing had to do with seeing blogging as more of a lifelong journey. I'm really interested in the potential of what's going to happen after everyone, well, not everyone, many people start blogging for more than 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Having blogged for almost 10 years now, do you sense a change at all in what you're blogging about?
Different topics, maybe. I mean, because my professional life has changed dramatically over those years too. My family life has changed. I mean, now I mentioned my kids. I didn't have kids before. So that changes, but I think generally the tone of my blogging is roughly the same. Yeah, I mean, I think things are changing. The interesting thing, I look at it almost like an anthropological artifact. So, I mean, I can mine my years of blog and sort of see the evolution of stuff. The interesting thing for me, I mean, I was actually years ago in the learning objects environment area. And so going back and seeing the history of where did those projects go and what were the minefields we all went through, because the history repeats itself. And being able to see clearly documented all these things we went through, I think helps as new projects come on. We can say, well, you know, we've done that, and this is how that worked, and this is what didn't work. So that's definitely helpful.
Thank you very, very much for talking with me, Darcy.
Well, thank you, Glenn.